Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everyone. In our previous episode, we asked we got up to 10 questions, didn't we, Rory?
To ask of yourself, yes.
Yes, 10 what questions. And so we had hoped for this episode to pose additional questions to ask yourself because, yes, I have more.
She always has more.
More.
Full of questions.
Well, I thought before we dive into more questions, in this episode, I wanted to do maybe not a backtrack, but just kind of like a clarification before we move forward. Because what we don't want is that hopefully we all get inspired, right? Maybe you already have been, and maybe we're just an additional tool to help you. But
we don't want that?
Here's what we don't want people doing.
Okay, so we do want them inspired.
We want you to be inspired.
She takes back when she said what we don't want is for you to be inspired. We do want you to be inspired.
Yes.
Okay.
And. When.
Nice. Yes, and.
Yes, and. We're so improv correct. When you declutter and when you organize, and we're going to talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about today. What we don't want to see happen is you go out and go online, because you can't go out, and buy all of these organizing containers to get your house in shape when you have not first answered these questions. Because what happens is you could spend a lot of money and a lot of time buying things you don't need or organizing things that you really don't need in your life.
That you should get rid of instead.
Exactly. And so until you've answered these questions, you're not going to be able to declutter or organize in the best way possible for your long-term success.
You will not be in a good position to make long-term organizational decisions and changes until you answer those 10 questions. They are that important.
They are that important. And that we even have additional questions after those. Those will be in the next episode. But, so what I want to do today is just, before we move further, I want to clarify some definitions.
Okay.
All right? When we talk about decluttering, because a lot of times people can think decluttering and organizing are the same things, and they are not. Decluttering, I don't have an official definition, but basically decluttering is going through your house, and I love the KonMari method of doing that, and that is Marie Kondo's book. We mentioned it before, The Magic of Tidying Up, and I don't think I said the title right. Anyway, the going through a process, and if you do hers correctly, if you actually read the whole entire book, and do it like correctly and like as she says, it could take you 6 months to declutter your house, okay?
I don't think I have 6 months.
I hope you have 6 months. I hope you have 5,000 years left.
Well, yeah.
So, okay, so it's not an overnight thing, okay? But you are going to declutter, and then once you do, you're done, okay? So, it's worth doing it right the first time, so that you're not spending your whole life like, oh, well, I got to declutter again. I got to declutter again, declutter again.
See, the cool thing is once you declutter, you live the decluttered lifestyle.
Yes.
Right?
Right. So, decluttering is getting rid of those things that you do not love and that you do not use. So, if items are not serving you and they are just taking up space in your home and you don't use them and you don't love them, then in essence, they need to go.
Remove that emotional baggage.
Right? As you do that, that can be painful if you're emotionally attached to those objects and those items. And again, that's where a lot of the inward workings, and which is why all the questions, are going to help you learn so much about yourself, clarify your goals, and help you live that on-the-go life that you want to live. So decluttering is getting rid of those items that don't serve you organizing.
Don't get rid of me.
Is, I won't, baby, you are essential.
Okay, good.
I love and use you. So, organizing is taking those things that are left, right, that you did not declutter. Organizing is taking those things and then putting them in a place and giving a place for everything, everything in its place. And that is when you would then buy all your containers and all of that, right? And
so
put stuff on shelves, okay. Put stuff away.
So this is what's left after decluttering.
After decluttering, you are then going to organize.
Your essentials, which yes. is what remains.
So I wanted to spend this episode just clarifying those two definitions because as we move forward, they're very different things. They're very different processes.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just bringing a bunch of more stuff into your house.
Yes.
To put your stuff you don't need in the more stuff you brought into your house.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. And if you don't answer the questions that we asked in the previous podcast and we'll be asking in the next podcast, if you don't ask those questions of yourself and dig deep and really reflect and say, hey, what is really important to me, then it's very likely you're going to hang on to stuff that you don't love, that you don't use. You're going to organize. You're going to make space for things that you don't love and don't use and don't serve your life. Because you're really not clear on what that life should or is or should be or what it is.
Right. Or you could just do, you know, the common American thing and go get another storage room for, you know, anywhere from mm-hmm. $100 to $300 a month.
And just
put the stuff
money.
In there. Yeah. Just yeah. keep getting new storage rooms.
Yep. So you choose.
Yeah. Okay. Don't do that.
Don't do that. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. I just want to clarify those two things because I think that's really essential with moving forward.
Right.
So if you guys have not answered those questions in the previous, please take the time to do that. I know it can be scary sometimes. And if you're not attached to stuff and this is easier for you, then we love you. And like, we love you anyway, but like, we admire you, I guess, is what I'm saying. But for me and maybe some of us other people who are a little more attached to stuff and have emotional attachments to things because they all have stories.
Right.
Like, you know, like in Marie Kondo's book, she talks about the first thing you declutter is all your clothes. Well, for me, those all have emotional attachments because, like, I bought those pants in Belgium and I bought this when we were in Finland and this, you know, like all my clothes are
and
items.
I wore this on our honeymoon.
Right. They all have like a story and they're not just something to wear.
Wow.
And so they have a little bit more emotional attachment for me. So anyway, that is another rabbit that I didn't plan on chasing, but
okay. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this clarity episode. As
decluttering versus organizing, they're very different. Answer those questions first. In our next episode, we're going to give you some more questions.
Answer the questions that were in the previous two episodes.
Yes.
First.
Yes.
Before.
Yep. That's going to save you so much time and money and energy and all of that good stuff.
All right, there you go. Now you have all the clarity you need to begin your process of answering
clarifying.
Those questions and clarifying so that you can further
clarify your house.
And bring clarity to the clarification that we have laid out in this episode. So, okay, thank you so much for listening. See you next time.
Next time.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.